हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा। महाराज, आर यू देयर?
यस हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा।
各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家好，请接受我谦卑的礼拜，一切的荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada。我们今天很荣幸的再度邀请到 Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj，继续来给我们讲述 Vrindavan Lila Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。刚才很抱歉，因为网络不是很稳定，所以掉线。那现在我们来看一下 Maharaj Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
It's all glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Can you
Hare
hear?
Krishna, Maharaj.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Oh, Maharaj, you know the connection, some problem.
Oh, Krishna.
It paused a long time. 所以奉献者们真的很抱歉，因为 Maharaj 在狗巴人山，那边的网络本来就不是很好，加上那边现在温度非常非常的低，甚至于到了1度的那么低的低温，所以 Maharaj 的门必须关上，那就让那个网络就更不稳定了。但是大家，因此我们要更加的专注的来聆听。好，OK，Maharaj，please chant Jaya Radha Madhava, please. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Ashan.
Hare
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava जया राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन यमुना तीरावन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी Yasodhananana Vrajajanarayana Yasodhananana Vrajajanarayana Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Okidana Vallabha Srivaradhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Okidana Vallabha Srivaradhari Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yamunatiravanachari Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Okijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Okijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Sivasani Gaurbhaktavinoda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Sivasani Gaurbhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava Rani, Jaya Krishna Vallabha, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Gaurani Thaya, Gaurani Thaya, Gaurani Thaya, Gaurani Thaya, Giri Govardhanaya, Giri Govardhanaya,
Thank you. Nirupam Sagrajatam Shangarunatam Advaitam Shavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sarvam Lalita Sri Vishakam Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Vandhu Jagatate Gopesa Gopika Kantarada Tapta Kanchana Bodhangi Radhi Shuri Vrishavhanu Sute Devi Param Pancha Kalpataru Vishcha Prupasan Vivacha Patitanam Pavane Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
很谢谢大家。
So, please come and we'll discuss today.
欢迎大家来参加我们今天的 Vrindavan Lila 的讲课。
Last time we discussed how Krishna Balaram first time entering in the Vrindavan forest.
上一次讲课谈到就是 Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们首次就是进入了 Vrindavan 森林。
Although Krishna has many lilas,
虽然 Krishna 的逍遥时光是那么的多。
So one of the lila is very famous lila. That lila we are discussing, the Gocharan lila, Kishor lila.
Maharaj, you say Kishor lila and what?
Vrindavan Gocharan lila and Kishor lila, they are same. Gocharan. Gocharan.
Gocharana, what is that?
Gocharan means go, means cow. Charan means gazing. Who is taking care of the cows? Taking the cow to gazing, no?
那这就是指的是就是Krishna 这个牧牛的这个逍遥时光。
And Kishor Lila means because he become Kishor, he's become Kishor means 6 to 10 years old, like 10 to 11 to 15 years. This is the Kishor Lila. He enter in that. That's why also they say this is also Kishor Lila.
You mean Krishna enter the forest is also Kishori Lila?
Yes, this is the Kishor Lila. Also, they say
okay.
In Kishor.
所以这两个 Lila 其实是一样的，因为Kishori 是 Krishna 已经迈入了十岁的，那Gocharan Lila 是 Krishna 牧牛的这个逍遥时光，所以他们指的是同一件事情。
So last time we discussed how Krishna decided.Go to all the forest, the Braj, whole Braj Bhumi was waiting him. How Krishna come to them? All the trees, all the plants, all the creepers, all the animals, they all are waiting. The river, they all are waiting to have darshan, have touch, have they have, and the bird.They want to be with Krishna.
上一次我们谈到所有的Vrindavan 的森林里的所有的生物体，包括那里的就是河流、动物这些树木、植物，还有这些匍匐的攀藤的植物，他们都是热切的渴望能够见到 Krishna。能够碰触到 Krishna， 那 Vrindavan 的鸟儿也非常的渴望能够跟 Krishna 在一起。
They know because they already They are waiting many, many years before, many, many kalpas. They are waiting when Krishna will come, because when Krishna planned to come to material world, he descends the dham in early, so much early. So these are fortunate souls, those who become three, those who become, and they are not fortunate, they are like all are Nitya Siddhas.
They are what Siddha?
Nitya Siddha.
Nitya Siddha, okay, Nitya Siddha. Okay, 在在 Vrindavan 的所有的生物体，他们都是永恒解脱的灵魂，他们不是普通的生物体。事实上，在 Krishna 降临显现在这个 Vrindavan 之前，他早就先让这个 Vrindavan 这块圣地先降临了。那这些所有的生物体都在文达文的大地上，就是他们就是千千万万年的等候着Krishna 的降临，所以他们都是不是一般的那种生物体，他们是永恒解脱的灵魂。
So this is the lower the soul's waiting. How the soul is waiting?When he wants to, the soul wants to meet the eternal master, eternal lover, eternal friend, the eternal parents. So these are the jivas, these are the souls, they are waiting to be with Krishna.
所以文达文的这些永恒的解脱的灵魂他们呢，这是灵魂深处的呐喊和渴望，他们渴盼着要见到他们永恒的主人 Krishna， 永恒的爱人，永恒的父母，永恒的朋友。Yes,
so, before entering Vrindavan, because Krishna Balaram, all the covered by they are entering Vrindavan, the mood. And how we can also enter in Vrindavan?Our Shyam Sundari Mataji, he, before just the class starting, he 5 minutes before, she post me, she send me, Maharaj, how you have to inspire, what mood we should have to enter in Vrindavan.
所以我们在这个 Vrindavan Lila, 上一次Maharaj 谈到了就是 Krishna Balaram 还有这些乳牛们他们进入了 Vrindavan 的森林。那就在今天的课开始前我给 Maharaj 就是做了一个小小的请求，因为想就是希望 Maharaj 是不是能够启发奉献者们如何能够以就是正确的一种心态，一种知觉意识来帮助奉献者们可以进入这个 Vrindavan 的逍遥 Vrindavan Lila.
So actually, before Vrindavan Lila we enter, we already discussed how to give up this lust, anger, greedy, pride.
就在我们开始讲述 Vrindavan Lila 之前，其实我们有一段时间一直在谈论到就是关于就是灵性道路上内心的障碍Maharaj 教导我们如何去除内心的这种强烈的物质欲望、愤怒、贪婪、嫉妒、恐惧这些种种的这些障碍。
Actually, unknowingly we did this. Actually, this is unknowingly we did. We never thought this, but unknowingly it happened.
虽然我们没有就是刻意的在跟奉献者们讲，可事实上我们其实就是在不知不觉中，其实我们之前的课程其实已经在为奉献者们做好了进入 Vrindavan Lila 的所有的准备，因为我们把我们内心的恶魔都先一一的铲除，我们准备好一片干净的土地，就是进入这个 Vrindavan， 就让我们的心变得干净。
Like Prabhupada always says, don't jump beginning to end, no, don't jump. That's why Sukadeva Goswami, before describing the Vrindavan Leela, he put 9 Canto Bhagavatam.
So Srila Prabhupada 他并不赞成我们一下子就跳进了所谓的 Vrindavan Leela。 像 Sukadeva Goswami 他为了准备好让读者准备好可以进入瓦坛，不叫瓦坛的第10篇，他前面有总共有9篇在为所有的奉献者们读者们做好准备。
So that's all this from first canto to 9th canto, this is the sadhan, no? We did this kaam, krodh, loh, mohammad, master. How you have to, they are the obstacle. You have to go through this, and you have to give up these things. We have to, if not give up this, we have to completely purify this and utilize in Krishna service.
所以圣典薄伽瓦坛从第一篇到第九篇，其实一直都是 整个是对整个 Vrindavan Leela 第10篇的一种就是准备，它是它的前奏序曲。那所以这个整个过程就是在帮助我们能够把所有内心的障碍，这些恶魔一一的铲除，然后逐渐的进化到一定的程度，我们才能够就是迎接这个 Vrindavan Leela 到我们的心上来。
If you have lost eyes, so you everything you'll see the lusty way.
我们内心是什么，我们看出去的就是什么。所以，如果我们是充满了，就是我们心中充满了物质的欲望，那么我们无论看到什么，我们都会以这种物质的眼光，这种色欲来看待这些 Krishna 所从事的逍遥。
So if you have love eyes, you can see through the love.
可是如果我们眼里都是纯粹的爱，我们看出去的就会是纯净的爱。So
we always say prem se kaho, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prem se means lovingly, just lovingly utters Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Don't eagerly, not like angrily, no, lovingly utter the Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya's name.
所以当我们在念 Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, 我们是在讲的，就是说我们应该是以一种爱的心态来念诵主的圣名，我们应该要以爱的心态 来荣耀主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu，跟他的同游，那所以不是以一种愤怒的一种心态。So
as long as if our eyes is decorated with lust and anger, greedy, so it is very, very difficult to enter in the Vrindavan Leela.
如果我们的内心充满了物质欲望、愤怒和贪婪的话， 那么我们真的很难真正的进入 Vrindavan Leela, Vrindavan 的逍遥。
So because then you will become envious to Krishna. Oh, why this boy? Why this he is playing? He is doing this thing. Why I am not?
对，因为如果我们没有做好心理的准备的话，我们会带着物质的想法、物质的习性来看待 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 所从事的逍遥时光，我们会觉得很嫉妒这个人，这个 Krishna 他怎么可以享有这么多的爱呢？他怎么可以享受这么多的丰富的一切呢？
So people have always they thought these things. They sometimes the karmis, the gyanis, they do so many work for others. They thought Because I am doing for everyone, the work, the plan, the project, everything they are doing for others, people are doing.
那, you say people are doing so many things for others.
There are so many material things.
Yeah, 不管是 karmic, gyani, 就是大家都是还是含有这种自私的动机，那都还是为很多人，虽然做了很多的事情啊，很多的啊土地呀、啊，就是都是物质的这种这种物质的方面的这种利益，嗯。
So why I will do the devotional service?
那为什么我就偏偏我要做这个奉爱服务呢？
Because I am doing for everybody, everyone's.
嗯，因为我是为每一个人，我为每一个人，为其他的人，哈，我在做了很多的善事、好事。
So and people they take the name and they are so famous. Oh, I am doing for everyone. I have no self-interest.
嗯，那这些。这些所谓的这种就是世俗的人好、哦、他们有这种自私的目的的人，他们会以这种宗教的名义啊、哦、他们会就是他们会说我自己说自己是没有任何的自私的目的的，嗯，但是他们却做这些所谓的慈善布施啊什么的，他们其实是为了要获取就是人们的仰慕。
So why I will do the devotional service? Why I will do the devotion to the Lord, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
所以我为什么就要做无私的为至尊主做纯粹的奉爱服务呢？世间的这些人不是都也是都是在做这些善事吗？他们也看起来像是很无私的在为众生做奉献。
So without serving God, so I can do everyone's service. So they want the karmi, they want without serving God, they want to serve everybody's.
所以这些所谓的 karmi 哈、哦，这些果报性活动者，这些他们就是想要在没有神的状况下，他们不要神，他们其实是想要。去做服务，但是跟神无关的一种服务。
So there is great danger. That is, this is great danger.
但是事实上，这是极其危险的。
After doing some time, then we will feel, oh, I am, because this ahankar.This ahankar arises. Oh, I am because there is no one like me. I am doing for everybody. I have no self-interest. That ahankar will arise.
Anger, right?
Ahankar.
Yeah.
Not anger. Ahankar.
Oh, ahankar.
Right.
Okay. Understand. Yes. 那就是然后他们就做了一段时间以后，他们觉得自以为自己是很无私的在这为这个世界做奉献，所以他们慢慢的就会长养了内心的这种骄慢，好，这种骄傲之心就升起了。
So when this thing arise, because particularly we in India, many people, big men, they do this thing.They open university, they open hospital, they open many things, they are serving many things. After all that, still they cannot satisfy themselves. Sometimes they suicide, sometimes they so do so many nonsense things. This happens like that.
那在这个世界上有很多很知名的就是大人物，其实他们也都是一直在做这些他们认为的这种慈善布施、哦、就是贡献给这个社会的一些福利的活动，他们开办医院啊、孤儿院啊什么这些，但是 问题是他们终究还是没有办法得到真正的满足，所以他们有些人后来甚至于也有自杀的，然后或者是做一些荒唐的事情。也就是说这样的道路它不是就近的。
Because that is not way to do, because you will not, yourself will not satisfy, because we are the part and parcel of whole supreme.
这一般走世俗的这种道路肯定是没有办法真正的满足的，哪怕是人们以为自己是无私的在奉献给这个世界，对，因为毕竟这不符合我们的本性，我们的本性是源头至尊主 Krishna， 就是从属于他的一部分，所以我们的生命必然跟他是息息相关，少了跟神的关联，我们根本就满足不了。
So that's why when the anchor arises, then he will forget himself, and he claim, okay, I am the supreme. And then the fall down starts, falling down.
因此这样的人，他们自以为自己做了很多无私的奉献，可是逐渐的也变得越来越骄傲了。也就是甚至于忘了他自己是谁。然后逐渐的他以为自己是很了不起，自己是至尊主的，所以其实这就是堕落之道。
So there are many incidents. If I will go through this, we cannot start the Vrindavan Lila. So,
其实这个世界上有很多这样的事件，都是这样的状况在发生的。好，所以但是我没办法讲那么多，因为这样我们就没有办法真的带领大家进入 Vrindavan Lila 了。
So actually the thing comes in my mind, how the people in general, how they, if you introduce them to Krishna consciousness, our right consciousness, they don't accept. This is, no, we have to do public, we have to do many things. But what this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, what is this? Nonsense. Sometimes they say like this.
所以我们对于这个社会大众有时候在宣导，请他们邀请他们念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra、邀请他们来加入我们，但是他们不以为然，他们觉得这算什么呢，我们应该要真正的实际的去为这些普罗大众真正的为众生做服务奉献才是真正 的正确的道路，所以他们觉得我们在这边灵修念诵 Hare Krishna Mantra，简直他们觉得我们实在很荒唐。
So it is necessary how, because people general, they think if we do everything but not, don't do the devotional service, don't do the devotions.
所以这个社会上有很多人他们还是觉得说就是不要去做什么奉爱服务，就是不要去走我们走的道路，他们觉得应该要实际的去做一些为社会的大众做一些服务奉献。
But we know that without Krishna consciousness, because that is our real conscious, that is real consciousness.
而事实上就是 Krishna 意识知觉才是我们原本的意识知觉，我们没有办法法离开 Krishna 意识知觉的。
So to glorify him, to remember him, and remember his abode, remember his pastimes, it give us the life.
那荣耀 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光。去意念 Krishna， 意念 Krishna 的逍遥时光，它会给我们注入真正的生命力。
So this is the first canto Bhagavatam, how the Vyasadeva was completely dissatisfied, although he composed many Vedic literature, many knowledge, like thousand books, he like tremendous knowledge he gave. He composed like all the engineering knowledge, the flight knowledge. So the material knowledge, so many things he composed, he gave this knowledge, but still he was not satisfied.
这就是在圣典国家瓦坛第一篇中，第一篇中Vyasadeva 他在编撰了那么多的这种伟大经典，不管是物质的灵性的，之后他竟然感觉到自己怎么会觉得就是有什么地方不满足，他觉得还是有什么不满足的地方的原因。
Then this Narada Muni understood his mood. Oh, your mood is not good. So you are completely disturbed.
那 Narada Muni 呢，他就是立刻就侦测出为什么 Vyasadeva 就是 Vyasadeva 的灵性导师 Narada Muni 去侦测到他之所以感到那么沮丧的原因。
So he says, yes, because you didn't mention the supreme pastime, sweet pastime of Lord. So, and you have to describe that. Where the people, the soul will fully satisfy when they listen this pastime, they see this pastime, they hear this pastime, they will fully satisfy. And there will be no anxieties.There will be no frustrations.
那 Narada Muni 就指出Vyasadeva 之所以觉得不满足，觉得沮丧，闷闷不乐的原因是他没有真正直接的讲出 Krishna 所从事的这些逍遥时光。因为就是 Krishna 所从事的逍遥时光，他是真正能够满足灵魂，滋养灵魂 的这种滋养是真正的。那因此他如果没有写出这些东西的话，很自然的他会感觉到有一种就是挫折感，不满足的感受。
So although this is the Vyasadeva accept that is the mistakes, although he describes so many, he gives so much knowledge to societiesStill, he was not satisfied.
因此，这是Vyasadeva 他所犯的一个错误。尽管他就是写了那么多、那么多的，就是那么多的知识，那么多的编撰了那么多的东西，但是却没有真正的点出真正人类就是最需要的精髓，就是关于 Krishna 的，就是。逍遥时光，那因此他才会感觉到就是内心的一种不满。
So we can see how, so our devotees are so happy, their family, those who are properly discuss Krishna consciousness in their house, they chant the bhajan and they read the Bhagavad Gita, they hear 1-2 hour class, we can see practically how they enjoy their life, They're so much happy. I saw myself how, and there no fighting, no so much hates, not so much envious, nothing.
那我们看到我们奉献者的家庭中，如果他们一直都在家中有在讨论关于 Krishna 的话题，在从事就是 kirtan， 好。然后吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名，然后再讨论薄伽梵歌、薄伽瓦坛，然后聆听讲课，那么相信这样的家庭肯定没有什么纷争，没有什么仇恨，没有什么嫉妒。这就是这个讲述 Krishna 的话题， Krishna 的逍遥时光的，就是他所能够带给人的最大的福祉。
We have all of you have experience.If some family member has something, some problem, so devotee, how devotee are solved, and how devotee enter his heart, or what you have problem, okay. So this is this way, so devotee can live very happily, because their consciousness is clean.
因为奉献者的整个意识知觉，他们的知觉状态是非常的干净的，他们真的是处在就是想着 Krishna， 以 Krishna 为中心的这种状态中生活。因此就是奉献者们应该有这样的一种体验，就是当生命中如果有一些问题困难发生的时候，争端发生的时候，因为奉献者们有这样的一种知觉状态，有 Krishna 知觉意识，因此这些问题都能够在 Krishna 意识知觉的保护下逐渐的被化解。
So this is the move to enter, how we have to enter in the Vrindavan Leelas, because we have to give up this the kaam, krodh, lobh, lust, anger, greedies, and we have to follow the, do the devotional service.
所以我们谈到要怎么样才能够奉献者能够真正的进入 Vrindavan Leela 呢？所以我们就要了解，其实我们必须要就是做好这种准备，我们要把我们这种物质的这种习性，这些贪嗔痴逐渐的把它丢却，这些嫉妒愤怒恐惧这些贪婪，然后能够抱着一种准备好自己要就是把生命就是用来做奉爱服务的一种心，做好这样的准备。
So it is Krishna says Bhagavad Gita, Bahubha Jnana Tapasa, many many people become clean to taking this path, Krishna consciousness path.
薄伽梵歌中讲到就是其实过去有许许许多多人都因为走在这条道路上，因此他们都清洗了就是自己所有的污染，达到了纯粹的完美。
But if you cannot give up this crookedness, the pride, anger, so and we cannot improve in our Krishna consciousness life.
可是如果我们一直紧抓着这些内心的敌人，这些物质的这种障碍，这个愤怒啊，这个骄傲啊，这些恐惧嫉妒啊欲望不放的话，那我们真的就是我也没有人能够帮得了，如果我们一直紧抓这些东西的话。
But we can cheat in our word, in our activity, but in our eyes we cannot cheat the devotees. We can sometimes devotee can mark the eyes, you know. So it will be described, we'll study, when we'll enter, there is the topic will come. So we'll see how the devotee sometimes devotee, they don't have that right mood, but when you see the devotee, Hare Krishna, but they don't have that mood. The eyes is not good mood, no, not good eyes, because your mood will be in the eyes index of your mood.
其实一个眼睛真的是灵魂之窗，有些人有口无心，就是他嘴巴讲的跟他的心其实是两个状态。比方说有的奉献者跟你讲Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, 可是他讲了，可是你从他的眼睛就可以侦测出，其实他在讲这句话的时候，他根本是就是好像是行尸走肉在讲，他没有用他的灵魂跟生命在对你说 Hare Bol,他不是在讲这个。所以我们可以从一个人的眼睛可以知道说他到底有没有进入那个灵魂的深度，去深度的去进入 Vrindavan 的 Leela。
So you have to the eyes, because when someone can from their eyes you can read what is his mood.
从眼睛我们就可以通抵他的内心的灵魂深处，可以看到他的心态。
So we cannot cheat Krishna.
我们虽然看不见 Krishna.
So that's why the devotee, why the devotee come to temple, come to their altar where he has nice photos, Krishna's nice picture, because Krishna can see us, because we are so crooked, sometimes we have so bad eyes, bad mood, bad things. That's why when a devotee come to his beautiful picture, in front of the beautiful picture, in front of the bhajan, in front of the devotee, when they see the Lord, the picture, the deities, so they become purified, they become clean.
我们没有那样的灵性的眼睛可以看到 Krishna。 那有些时候人们的品质也真的是很糟糕很恶劣，但是奉献者是这么的仁慈，他们想办法让这些人来到神像的面前，来到 Krishna 的画像的面前，虽然人们看不见 Krishna，但是 Krishna 却可以看见人们，所以这些不管是神像画像，他们都绝对不是一种 就是物质的东西，所以是 Krishna 真的可以透过这些东西，他可以看见人们，虽然我们看不见他，因此人们只要在神像面前，在 Krishna 的画像面前，其实他们也都能够得到净化。
So this is the systematic way, if we do the devotional service, and we can clean ourselves, clean our consciousness, then when our eyes will be decorated with love, then we can see Vrindavan everywhere, we can see Krishna.
所以奉献者们真的要透过具体的风爱服务，逐渐去清洗我们的知觉意识，净化到让我们的眼睛 能够涂满了爱的眼膏，如此我们就能够真正的看见 Vrindavan.
The first thing is, we have full faith will come in His name, in His form, in His pastimes, without hesitate, without hesitations.
Without doubt. 首先我们要能够 毫不犹豫的，没有任何的，不要抱持着这种怀疑的态度，来首先吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名，然后接着会展示 Krishna 的形象，然后再来也会展现 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Otherwise, because this is the first symptom when we have faith, firm faith to Krishna's name, Krishna's form, it means our consciousness become clean.
那我们的意识知觉干净的第一个征兆就是说，我们能够没有抱持着怀疑的态度，能够充满信心的来吟诵 Krishna 的圣名，这就表示我们的知觉意识已经处在比较干净的状态。
So then, wherever we can see, we can have. So this is the in present times, or when we are active, awake, that time also we can feel Krishna's presence. When you sleep, we can see the dream of Krishna's, and So that will be the part of our life, and that is the real enjoyment.
Happy real life. What? Real what?
Real happy life.
那当我们的生命中，我们的行住坐卧，连睡在睡梦中，我们都能够知觉。 意识到 Krishna 的时候，那么我们这就是真正的展示了真正的快乐的生活，就会开始了。
So this is the example giving in Bhagavatam, Ekadasam Skanda, in 11th canto, how when you make fire, then you can cook also, you can see also. So this way we have got you also, you can get the heat, light, and also food.
所以 Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So Maharaj, you say 11th canto say just like make fire. So with the fire we can do everything, right? Cook and see.
No, yes.
Yeah. Okay. 那圣典波迦瓦坛第十一篇有讲了一个比喻，就是就像是我们在生活。好，我们在这条道路上，如果我们能够逐渐的恢复我们的 Krishna 意识知觉的话，就是我们就像是升起了这一把火，我们可以无所不能。比如我们可以用火来，火会有光，会有热，我们可以用来烹煮食物，我们可以来用这个火来照亮眼前的一切。
So this is the scientific way. So you can some can demonstrate this. This is the systematic way if someone do, he can develop very quickly. And he can feel himself great difference from others.
那所以这个 Krishna 知觉的 Krishna 知觉的这种程序其实是非常科学非常有系统的方式，如果我们能够按照这个程序来练习的话，很快速的我们就能够恢复我们生命的完美，然后我们也能够真的能够感受到自己一个，如果真正有 Krishna 知觉意识的时候，我们可以感受到就是跟其他的生物体的不同在哪里，可以很容易的区分。
So please, oh my dear devotee, all please come and give up this crookedness and just utilize everything Krishna's service. But we have to give up the crookedness. We have to become humble and simple.
所以我亲爱的奉献者们，所以我邀请恳请大家真的走进来，放下所有的那些就是过去的那些不洁的习性，那些内心的就是这种弯曲就是这种种种的那种心口不一，好，就是那些所有的不好的那些内心的障碍当我们就是致力于为 Krishna 做服务，那我们以一种非常的谦卑而且很单纯的心去投入这个奉爱服务中，我们能够真的能够感受到自己的生命真的全然截然的不同。
That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati always say simple life. Vaishnavism is Saralata hi Vaishnavata. The simplism is Vaishnavism. Simplicity is the Vaishnavism.
In the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他说什么叫做简朴，事实上就是奉献奉爱的生活其实就是一种就是真正的单纯，人如果想要就是真正的单纯就是过这个奉爱的生活。
So,
奉爱中是真正的单纯。
So if we have and the Vrindavan, then they can enter in the Vrindavan Lila. They can see the Vrindavan Lila.
当我们的心变得那么干净谦卑那么简朴的时候，单纯的时候，我们就能够进入这个 Vrindavan Lila， 窥见 Vrindavan 的风光。
So then we can you can understand how this is so important.
所以这真的是太重要了，我们必须要准备好自己的心态。
So please come, take your mind, take your intelligence, and bring back everything and utilize and put it in Krishna service.
所以我亲爱的奉献者们，就是把你原本的内心的所有的宝藏都拿回来吧， 把所有的你的一切都用来为 Krishna 做服务吧，把你的心就是给 Krishna 吧。
So we no need to jump.
No need to jump
immediately. Jump over.
但是不需要，就是不需要立刻跳下去。Don't jump. Jump to what means?
It means sometimes they jump quickly. They want to become immediately.
但是不要太操之过急，这不是一触可及的。你还是要了解人应该这么做，但是事实上这是需要还是有一个渐进渐次的过程。
It is very simple and very clean.
就非常的，这条道路非常的单纯，而且但是非常的纯净。
So Vrindavan, now Krishna wants.Because we know Krishna, he knows our mood. If we sincerely pray, sincerely endeavor, sincerely do our service, so Krishna can clean our heart. These unearth, all unearth will be delete. All unearth will go away.
如果我们真的很真诚的祈祷，很真诚的做服务， Krishna 在我们的心中，他知道所有的一切，他会帮助我们清除内心所有的 anartha， 所有的要不得的东西。
That is sincere prayer can do that. If you chant sincerely, then it can happen.
如果我们很真诚的祈祷，如果我们真的非常的认真的专注的念诵，那么 Krishna 他会听见的，他会帮助我们的，帮助我们准备好，拿走所有内心的要不得的东西。
Vaishna means don't want, don't desire.We should always desire good for others, good for everyone. The Vaishnava, this is the Vaishnava's mood. They never desire anybody's harmfulness. Not desire anything, any living entity is bad. No, nothing. They are not enemy. They never think in their mind, oh, he is my enemy, he is my this, he is my that. No.
一个真正的奉献者是没有敌人，也不会嫉妒其他的生物体。一个真正的奉献者不会就是为自己欲求什么利益。他的心只是想着怎么样才能够给别人带来真正的好处，真正的利益。
So we'll, sorry, we have to move to last time. Where we are, did you remember? All of you remember this? Where we stop?
大家还记得上一次我们讲到哪里吗？
Maybe all of you forget.
You talk about a tree. The
yes,
tree bend down to touch, you know, Krishna Balaram's lotus feet. But Krishna say, talk to Balaram. He says, they don't want to over respect Darshan and to Balaram. So.
Thank you. Because Samsundari Mataji, you are translating, you have to listen properly. You know, that's how you remember.
Give all the credit to Balaram.
Yes, he gave all the credit to Balaram. Because actually, he is actually doing, actually all credit should go to Krishna. But Krishna sometimes. This is the way to say indirectly things.
那上一次我们讲Maharaj 讲到就是这些Vrindavan的树啊，他们是如何那么的热情的，就是弯下他们的身段，然后用树梢来碰触就是 Krishna 的莲花足。那事实上虽然这个树他们是在礼敬 Krishna， 可是 Krishna 却跟他哥哥说，这所有的一切他们是献给你的，他把所有的荣耀是归于他的哥哥 Balaram。 那这是伟大的人物他们会做的事情，他们不把荣耀归于自己，而是说他是跟他的哥哥 Krishna 跟他的哥哥 Balaram 说，这所有的树他们都是在崇拜荣耀你，这样子。
Actually, before that, one, two slokas Sukadeva Goswami mentioned how when Krishna Balaram entered all, he putting his eyes upon everything, trees, plants, birds, the animals. So he put his eyes, he looked very sweetly, he looking to everybody.
事实上 Krishna 进入 Vrindavan 的时候，他是用他的目光快速的扫视所有的生物体，不管是树木鸟啊，所有的植物啊花草啊，还有就是这些飞鸟，他都是用他的目光看着这些大树啊什么的，扫视他们，深情的扫视他们。
It means he realizedHow Vrindavan was welcoming to him, welcome to Krishna Balaram, all covered boys.
这意味着 Krishna 他完全的明白，所有的 Vrindavan 的这所有的一切生物体，他们都在热切的迎接着他跟 Balaram， 还有迎接着这些牧牛童们。
You can imagine.Because he is the supreme personality of Godhead and the associates, they are coming. If someone big man come today, so how the people are, they clean road and the big president or something, someone comes, how they do? And we can imagine how, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead, here how the nature is welcoming to him.
就像是如果我们如果要迎接什么大人物，我们就会拼命的家里拼命的打扫干净，要迎接这些大人物。同样的，这些 Vrindavan 的生物体们，他们也知道来的人是些什么，是至尊主 Krishna 本人，还有他的还有 Balaram， 还有他们的同游，他们都是最伟大的人物。所以可以想见 Vrindavan 的这些所有的生物体，他们是多么的欢腾的，就是欢欣鼓舞的，在热切的期盼着能够见到 Krishna Balaram 跟这些牧牛童们。
So in the third verse, it is so beautiful verse. You can see, it is says, Sukadeva Goswami saying, Tan manjula ghasa alimraga dijapulam mahat manaha prakha.So it is said, tan manju ghosam alimrugga divja akulam. So you can see how Krishna and giving the respect and taking the feelings.The Vrindavan forest made big welcome to them. So each and everything Krishna is looking very carefully. Even first he said, Tan manju ghos, sorry.
Very beautiful verse. Yeah. 所以这件事真的很美很美。Maharaj 用梵文来帮助我们去感受这一切，因为在这节诗的译文中，我们从这个梵文诗节可以感受到说 Krishna 他是如何 很细心的，好，很热切的看，环顾着那整片 Vrindavan 的森林，他怀着多大的这种怎么样的多大的这种情感跟这种尊重，然后看到那里所有的生物体他们的那种他们的迎接 Krishna 的那种心情，他们的这种相互之间的爱意的交流，在这节诗中回荡不已。
I remember when I went in city to study my higher study, and first time I come to my house, my mother, she made my room such a good, clean, so nicely she decorated, and my brother, small brother, they also did such a welcome. When I saw, oh Krishna, how, so you can imagine how when Krishna coming and the whole nature and whole the creepers, the birds and the bees, how they are welcome, and Krishna each and everything he notice. Sometimes we cannot notice, we cannot see mother, father, they so much lovingly they do. Sometimes foolishness son or foolishness daughter, they cannot understand what they did for welcome. Did you understand?
Yes, yes. 所以这种就是相互之间的那种有爱存在的生命之间的交流，愚蠢的人是没有办法感受得到的。当 Krishna 进入了 Vrindavan 的时候，那里的一花一木一草，那里的飞鸟，他们对跟 Krishna 之间进行的那种强烈的那种爱的交流，那种互动，那种灵魂的拥抱是无法言喻的。那就像是 Maharaj 讲说，他第一次去都市里读书，好，就是去上大学，然后他回到家里的时候，哇，他妈妈真的不可思议，把他的房间整理得一干二净，然后而且房间还装饰得很美，然后他的弟弟也是，就是为了迎接他，他们用了很多的心血，所以当回到家的时候，只要回到家，看到家人用满心的爱和情感在迎接着你回来的那种氛围，是多么的感人啊！同样的，所以我们去想象，更别说是 Krishna 走进了 Vrindavan 的森林，那里所有的生物体，他们都迷醉了，他们的心完全的都聚焦在 Krishna 的身上，就是这种灵魂的颤抖，这个是不可思议的爱的这种回荡，这个不是普通的人能够去，就是 Maharaj 说傻瓜肯定没办法去理解这样的这么细致的这种情感的交汇。
So Krishna he recognize our little devotion, little service, he recognize it. He don't think he not looking us. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhaktero little seva, so he bahukarimane, he take it big way. Oh, my devotee did like this. Little service. If someone clean mind and clean consciousness, if you do little service, very little, very insignificant, so Krishna will take it very big way.
所以在这个 Vrindavan Lila 中，Krishna 是这样的回应 Vrindavan 大地所有的生物体的爱，我们就知道其实 Krishna 其实他就是能够就是感受到，就是回应我们每个人所做的哪怕是一点点小小小小的微不足道的服务，好，无论是小草还是大树，在 Krishna 的眼里是一样的。所以在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经中 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 他也讲述了，就是当一个人的心干净的时候，就是哪怕他只是做的那么微小的，那么微不足道的一点点服务，但是他都是巨大的一步，在 Krishna 的眼里他是那么那么的巨大，那么的珍贵。
So here, so this verse, Sukadeva Goswami says, how Krishna first see what he saw, tat manju ghosa, he had very beautiful sound, very good sound. Who is making that sound? Ali, Ali, Ali means the bees, the Brahmar.
所以在这节诗中首先 Krishna 就是感知到的是什么呢？ Krishna 首先感知到的是 Gosha， 是那个声音。那这个声音 Vrindavan 的声音是来自什么呢？是来自于 Ali， 就是蜜蜂，好，是蜜蜂发出的声音。
And this Ali, Ali means the bees andBees has a special thing. He has instrument also. He's singing. When bee fly, he had the wings. They have very nice sound come out. And also in mouth also he sing the song. So means both way, harmonium and also singing. So both Krishna notice, oh, small, very insignificant, the things, the, and how he was such a good sound coming out, singing.
Yes. 所以你看在这节诗中首先出现的是蜜蜂啊，这种迷人的声音，它是所做的是很微不足道的哦。它是这小小的蜜蜂，可是问题是Maharaj讲到蜜蜂它的发出的声音很特别，因为蜜蜂的翅膀好，它发出了这种声音是很好听的，它震动它的翅膀的时候，然后它在蜜蜂在飞的时候，不但是翅膀会发出声音，而且蜜蜂的嘴巴也在歌唱，所以这就是什么呢？就像是在弹奏着那个黄蜂琴 harmonium， 还有人在唱着歌在 kirtan， 所以这种搭配是非常的美的。所以 Krishna 立刻就感受到了蜜蜂在欢迎他，蜜蜂在献出他的这种爱的歌。
Actually, now people cannot enjoy because so many disturbance their mind.But those days, I saw many people, many yogi, they can go forest and sit down and see and hear these sounds, the bird sounds. And because my childhood, I also like that. I go to forest and sit down and enjoy this natural sound of bees, the birds, and the fly, you know. So these are the so good.Because now people are attracted by pop music. So, crazy music. that does not give us any relief in our heart. Instead of relief, giving so much agitations in our mind and heart.
相对于森林中就是这种大自然和谐的这种声音，那 Maharaj 说他小时候他就是在森林里，他们家的旁边就是森林，所以他等于是在森林长大的孩子，所以他完全跟大自然共舞，他随时都可以感受到森林里的所有的一切鸟语花香，蜜蜂的声音还有这个鸟语非常的迷人，非常的和谐。那所以 有一些瑜伽师们，他们到森林里去，当他们的心安静的时候，也都能够感受到这些。可是相较于这样的这种大自然的这种宁静，跟我们的内心的宁静的共振，现在的人是的所接触的东西是那么的不堪啊、不但没有办法，他们所听到的那些摇滚乐、流行乐，马哈拉吉用疯狂音乐来形容，不但没有办法帮助人放松，而且还会非常的刺激，扰乱人的心意。Yes, Maharaj.
Dr. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Tat Manju Ghosam Ali Mruga. He says Ali means the bees, and Mruga means the deer. Dija. Then he says Dija Kula. Dija means Dija. Also we know Dija. This Dija means twice one. That's why they say the Brahman Dvaj, Brahman they call Dija, twice born.
Twice birth.
Twice born. Two times.
Twice born.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dija. Mm-hmm. One is father, mother, then second is the spiritual master give this life, no?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call Dija. Dija means Brahman. Here, Dija means the bird. Because they also twice born. One first mother give the egg, then from egg they will come out. They are also called Dija. Bar also Dija. Called Bar also.
Na 这边接着说阿里之后，蜜蜂之后来讲 Mriga 动物，接着 Krishna 就看到了其他的动物，森林里的动物，然后还有这个这些。Drija 就是指的是飞鸟。那么 Maharaj 说在这里的Drija 指的是飞鸟嘛，因为他们鸟是从那个蛋中生出来的，所以他们也被比喻成是就是经过第二次出生的。第一次出生是从父母，第二次出生是从在这里的飞鸟，因为它是从蛋里面出生的，所以他就是他说这里指的第二次出生也指的这个这里的意思是指飞鸟。第二次出生是指的是从灵性导师给我们第二次的出生，那第一次是父母这样子。
So here, so there was something Dija. Dija means because they are in bar they are.They have such a good relation, that's why they say Dija also, because they are like, they satisfy each other, the husband, wife, they satisfy both each other. They are not dissatisfied. One husband, one wife, that's why they are the like, chaste man, chaste woman.
那这里的 Drija, Maharaj 说鸟他们也是有伴侣的。他们互相有伴侣，所以他们也是非常的就是满足的啊、他们有就是很贞洁的就是丈夫跟贞洁的妻子在一起。
And also he saw Dijakula Mahat. Mahat means the saintly person. Mahat Prakhyapaya Saraswata. So he saw the water of the river and the ponds, the sarovaras. So the water is such a clean water. And he compared to that clean water, as clean as saintly person mind. Saintly person mind, yes.
Mm-hmm. 那接下来 Krishna 看到了那样的如此清澈的水流啊，他把这清澈的水流湖泊比喻为是那种伟大的圣人他的内心的纯净啊，所以是水清如伟大灵魂的内心般的湖泊。
So when wherever there is described in Bhagavatam and in our Vedic literature, this is clean as like the saintly person mind. It means how the saintly person mind was such a clean. It is compared to super cleanness.
Compared to support?
No, that's like
cleanness,
no, like supreme cleanness, no, like.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. 那这边就是在圣典波迦瓦坛伟大经典中都有提及这些伟大的灵魂圣者，他们的内心是那么的纯净，好，透明，就是就像是至尊，马哈拉用的字眼是至尊的纯净，所以这边才会有这样的比喻，好，他们的内心的这种清澈如水，嗯。
So the saintly person mind is such a clean, and so this is, that's why it is compared to when Krishna's Sukadeva Goswami says it always many place in Bhagavatam it is mentioned. So how the saintly person mind should be, and so this is the, you can imagine how, what is the cleanness.
那这样子。用这种清澈的水来比喻这个伟大的灵魂的内心，这是 Sukadev Goswami 用了这样的比喻，让我们了解就是一个真正伟大的灵魂，他的内心必然是如此的，就是彻底的纯净无染。
That's why it is mentioned many places.The sadhus, the saintly person are like moving holy place.
所以为什么就说这些伟大的这个纯净的这些圣人，他们就是叫做移动的圣地。Yes.
And although the Ganges, the all the holy river, they can certain area they can flow, they can live, they can stay.But the saintly person, he can move many places like Prabhupada, all the great devotees, they are the, like moving holy place. Tirtha. Like
tirtha.
Moving tirtha.
所以这些心如明镜的清澈如水的伟大灵魂，他们就像是移动的圣地。不管是恒河还是那些圣河们，他们就在一个固定的地方流动着。但是这些圣人们，他们的心是那么的纯净，那他们就好比是移动的，可以移动的圣地就是可以去帮助其他的生命。
So Krishna like this. So this is the lesson. Krishna like this.So this is the lesson for us. If we become such a devotees, then we can take this holy thing in our heart, the holy devotion. We can take our heart, and we can you can distribute this all everywhere. And this is Mahaprabhu's missions.
那在这里我们就可以学到一个这样的一个教导，就是奉献者们应该要学习这样的伟大的圣者，好，他们的内心好如此的清澈如水，好，完全纯净无染的，那如此我们才能够把 Krishna 的这种知觉意识的这种芬芳能够传播到世界各地，然后去就是这样的芬芳去利益所有的其他的这些生命。
Then he saw justam satapatra gandhina saraswata batina justam satapatra gandhina niriksham rantum bhagavan manahadade. So he saw the 100 petals of lotus flower is blossoming.In the river, in the pond, and such a nice fragrance coming through from that lotus flower, and whole atmosphere becomes so much scented, you know, so much nice scent, nice fragrance. So everyone will become so happy.
而且接下来马拉就讲述到这节诗中讲到这个微风又吹送着这些芳郁的这种花香，而且这个花是那种百片的花瓣的的那种莲花的香气，让整个氛围魅力倍增，非常有吸引力。
So not, this is like natural fragrance, not artificial chemical fragrance. People are putting so much chemical fragrance, make aroma, you know. So this, and sometimes people have so much headache, so much bad thing in their body because for this chemical. And you can imagine how the nature is supplying everything the natural way. All are so fragrant, and whoever comes and give them so much happiness. And Krishna himself, when he feel this, he was so much happy.
所以在这个文达文的森林中，这个芳郁的微风这个将这样的百片的花莲花争芳吐艳所带来的这种就这么美好的这样的氛围，可以想见那里所有的一切有多么的喜乐。库什纳是多么的享受那里这种吉祥的这种氛围。那马拉就讲到说现在的人有很多的香气其实都是化学制的。但是如果是来自于大自然的那种芬芳，能够带给人的那种整个的觉受是截然不同的。Yes, Maharaj.
Sorry, actually time is because you know my other class also there. And
Yes, this verse just finished. Very wonderful.
Only one slokas.
Sloka tells a lot, actually. Yes.
Yes, many things.
Means a lot. Yes.
Yes, and we can feel how Krishna reciprocates each and everything. So make ourselves one in his instrument.
所以我们从
We
become Krishna's instrument. Yeah.
Some service instruments, yes.
We become Krishna's instrument?
Yes, they are service instrument. Some of his service instruments.
Yes. 所以我们知道从这里可以感受到 Krishna 是如何来回应 Vrindavan森林里的所有的生物体的爱，然后所有的生物体是如何成为就是服务 Krishna 的工具，他们都在把他们的生命和灵魂用生命和灵魂在服务着 Krishna， 在欢迎 Krishna， 在拥抱 Krishna。
So thank you for everyone, all the devotees.
非常感谢所有的奉献者。
This is a nice opportunity to describe this wonderful pastime of Sri Krishna.
很感谢所有的奉献者们给我这个机会能够来给大家讲述描述这个关于这个 Vrindavan Lila 中 Krishna 走进森林的这节诗这些真的是非常的美好。
So one day he will attract us.
Mm.
And this material thing could not attract us.
总有一天这样的话题会真正的吸引我们的心，而我们不会，终有一天我们会不再被物质的这些东西，世俗的尘世的东西所吸引。
Anybody has any question or maybe I said there's not so much time, but if somebody
somebody seems to raise his or her hand. 有奉献者，有看到奉献者举手，那要不要请这位奉献者直接打开麦克风呢？我看到有人举手是 Nova 5i， 这是这位奉献者，你可以打开麦克风吗？群他们有没有办法帮他解除静音？或许他不会解除静音。Hare Krishna，
Hare Krishna，
可以点一下静音就可以打开了。
对，已经帮他点，但是点不开，不知道有被主持人设定了什么。
主持人已经解除所有的那个权利了，现在都可以点。
好，那就直接说吧。有问题的奉献者，请你们自己直接说好吗？嗯。
我可以说一下吗？
可以的，请说，请说。
Hare Krishna, dear Maharaj. Because the Connor Wars this year continue have the.I think in the future, the foreign Maharaj or some the devotees cannot go into the China. So how can we do, continue follow the Vrindavan Leela or something? So how can we do in China, continue to do the service to Krishna or to the Guru Maharaj? Thank you.
好，谢谢，谢谢你。这位 Mataji, 他的问题是就是因为现在 COVID-19 就是新冠病毒还在燃烧着，所以可能有很多像 Maharaj 还有其他的灵性导师可能不方便进入中国，那我们要如何在中国继续这样的奉爱服务，继续听这样的 Vrindavan Leela 这些进行这样的奉爱服务呢？ Maharaj, would you like to reply to Mataji's question?
Her question is I could not little, I...
You didn't get it. Her question is that because the COVID-19 is still around, so you may not, or some spiritual masters may not get the opportunity, cannot go on coming to mainland China. So she would like to know how to continue with the Vrindavan Leela or doing the devotional service.
So this through this online also we can continue this, the katha.
所以 Mataji, 不用担心，像我们现在在线上，我们就其实可以继续着，不会受到这个疫情的打扰，我们还是继续可以讲述 Vrindavan Leela 的，继续做奉爱服务的。
And if you have, you can read, if you have Bhagavatam, you can read yourself.
如果你有圣典巴加瓦坛的话，你自己也可以来阅读这个 Vrindavan Leela 的。
Or any senior devotee who can give, many senior devotees there in China, they can also, you can hear in center, go to center and hear the, there also. If you have a right mood and enthusiasm, so you can get it.
那就是中国大陆也有很多的资深的奉献者们，他们也是有资格来讲述这些 Vrindavan Leela, 这些关于 Krishna Katha。Krishna 的话题，那如果我们自己是准备好的，我们让我们的心准备好，保持这种内心的这种纯净，来迎接这些话题，就可以，就比较能够接受得了，接收得了这样的这种讯息。
Is it okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much. But how can we use the knowledge of jnana to the in fact the life, and how to use the tools to do the devotional service in the future?
Actually, it is yes. Please translate.
Maharaj 的问题就是说。很多的东西都是知识嘛 ，gyan 就是 gyana。那这些知识要怎么样才能够具体的落实到生活中？就是具体的利用这些知识来做奉爱服务呢？它的重点是这个。
Like when we see don't speak lie, we got this knowledge, we should not speak lie.
当我们得到这样的知识的时候，我们不应该要说谎。
So it means because we heard we should not speak lie, but how to apply in when apply in our life we should not speak lie. But only we hear when you apply it, you apply it in your life.Understand?
But you say we should, when we got the knowledge, we should not lie.
We should not speak lie.
我们不应该说谎，我们应该具体的把它落实在生活中。I understand, Maharaj, I got your point. 我们应该要具体的落实在我们的生活中，而不是说只会光说不练。我们只会说，但是都不去落实这样的知识。我们应该要就是具体的去实践我们所学习到的知识。
So that's
以身作则。
So when we do it our practical in our life, we apply it in our life, then we can feel the strength because we are doing ourselves.
而当我们真的把我们所学习到的这一切落实在生活中的时候，我们就立刻能够感受到这个它带给我们的力量。
So similar way, when you hear the Krishna Katha and when hear the instructions, the saintly person, the sadhus, the Vaishnavas, so then you have to apply. Oh, I should not do this, and I should do this.So you have to apply in your life, slowly you have to apply that. When you apply, then you get the result.
所以我们从聆听 Krishna Katha, Krishna 的话题，还有从圣人、从奉献者中聆听到各种的训示，我们就必须要学习具体的去实践。好，那实践就是说要按照这些Krishna Katha 这些教导圣人的教导、奉献者的教导，去知道自己该做什么、不该做什么，如此我们就能够真正得到了这些教导所，就会得到结果。
When you apply it in your life, then you will get the test and you will get the result immediately. So then you have to continue. Then you will get the test. Then you have to. So that is the way.How to get the knowledge and apply it knowledge in our life.
所以重点就是不是只有聆听，而且要去实践它。因为一旦透过实践，我们就能够得到最好的，从这个知识所能够带来的最好的一切结果。所以这个必须是要平衡，要聆听，要进来，但是也要出去，就是要去实践它。Yes, Maharaj.I found, it seems there are some more questions. One is from Radha Priya. Maharaj, you think you have time to reply this question?
Oh, Krishna. What is the question? We'll see.
顶拜 Maharaj 的莲花珠，感谢翻译和主持的甜美服务。您刚才讲到，除非一个人愿意放弃嫉妒、骄傲、愤怒、贪婪等不良品质，否则谁都帮不了他。我的问题是，
我们有想放弃的愿望，想做纯粹的奉爱服务，但是发现仍然很难，这是为什么呢？ OK, Maharaj, I put the question in a simple way. Her question is that, Radha Priya, Mataji's question is that, you just mentioned that, unless we are willing to give up the enemy in our heart, the obstacle, like envy, pride, anger,greed, such terrible quality. Otherwise, nobody can help him. So her question is that we all want to get rid of the bad quality in our hearts. We want to do a pure devotional service, but we still find it's so difficult. Why? Maharaj?
Yes, because
they want to give up. Yeah, but it's still very difficult to give up.
Yes, actually, don't think we will give up this thing. But when you bring Krishna your life in your heart, they will all go away. Mm-hmm. They will go away. When Krishna, like when sun will come, when sun is coming, darkness is going away.
Yes, yes.
Similarly, when Krishna come our heart, these things are all everyone go away. When you
speak,
out of hands,
yes,
they will all go away.
Yes, yes. 就是 Radha Priya Mataji, Maharaj 的简单的讲就是说，我们不要去想，我们要就是抛除、放弃这些不良的品质，因为我们丢弃不了的。我们唯一的办法就是让阳光进来，黑暗自然就不见了。我们让 Krishna 进来我们的心中，他就能够驱赶走所有的一切的黑暗，一切的无明。那只要我们不要去冒犯，好，就必然能够达到这样的结果。只要让 Krishna 进来我们的心中，好。
OK.
Maharaj, there is still one question from Jamuna Priya.
So maybe the next you can put that.
Huh? So,
It will be late, Mataji.
Okay. But this is an important question. Good question. Yeah. You want to keep it next time?
Yeah, we can keep it next time.
所以 Jamuna Priya Mataji, 这个你问的问题其实非常好。Maharaj, 因为他时间实在太赶了，他接下来的课已经要，就是时间已经迟到了。所以Maharaj 说下一次来回答这个问题。好，他这个问题，顶拜咕噜，请问在分离之情中对圣地 Vrindavan 最好的冥想和服务是什么呢？ OK, Maharaj, I will translate this question.For you,
okay,
then、
fine.
Can you please answer the question next time, okay?
Yes, 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 yes.
所以我们下次回答您的问题，非常感谢您的问题，感谢所有奉献者的参与和所有的问题，谢谢。
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Jai.
感谢所有的奉献者 Key Jai